Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask that any sister that's listening today really heeds this warning and this exhortation and receives it with her whole heart and cleaves to you and goes after you and grows. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so I want to talk to you about what things are like prior to judgment, okay? Just for a brief moment. When God comes and judges a situation, it's for a reason, okay? It's because people turn away from God to a point to where he needs to deal with it. Now, what you need to understand as a Christian, okay, and what this means for you, okay, in terms of how this is going to affect your life from day to day, spiritually, is that when people turn away from God, there's consequences, okay? Every Christian that has the Holy Spirit is light, okay? He says, let your light shine, okay? But there's other structures that God puts into place in the world, okay, that are not necessarily, you know, vessels of the Holy Spirit, but they reflect God's character, and they reflect his light in a way, okay? Let me explain this. For example, if you have a married couple, okay, and the man, okay, is a male, okay, all right, and he goes to work and the woman is having children and taking care of her family at home, okay? They may not be Christian, okay, and not have the Holy Spirit, okay? However, as they follow this ordained structure of God, okay, where the man is providing for the wife and the female is feminine, okay, and taking care of her children, okay, you look over at that, okay, even for a brief moment, okay, and it reflects light in a way. They don't, again, I gotta make this clear, they're not going to heaven, they don't have the Holy Spirit, okay? I'm not talking about that, okay? Them necessarily being a Christian, okay? I'm just explaining that when God has structures put in place in the world and people obey them, even when they're not Christians, okay, it still has a sense of light to it, okay? You're going through a trial, you look over, okay, you see this family, and you know, you see this order ordained by God, and it just ministers to you, okay? Oh, that's right. I'm weak. I'm a female. I'm the church. He's strong. He's going to take care of me, okay? He's God, okay? There's hope, okay? You look at a child, okay? And that child, again, not necessarily a Christian, just a normal child, okay? But that child, okay, has structures put in place, okay, that, you know, are still nurturing the fact that it's a child, okay? And there's innocence in their eyes, okay? Now, when a nation or people turn away from God and rebel on several different levels, okay, what happens is these areas, okay, of light, okay, that reflect God's character, okay, that are good, even though they're not, again, I make this clear, they're not Christian, they're not necessarily going to heaven or anything like that, okay, they just are following, okay, an order that's ordained by God, because you can have people, okay, that aren't Christian, but they're still following some sort of structure, okay, that's ordained by God, okay. As a world rebels more and more, okay, against God, and you hear this warning in scriptures, perilous times are coming, okay? When the five wise and the five foolish virgins go out, okay, it's dark, midnight, late, okay? You hear about darkness, and then Jesus comes back, and he says that because iniquity will abound, the love of many will grow cold, okay? And then he warns again, okay? He says, if they do this in the green tree, what will they do in the dry, okay? So you hear this over and over again, just warnings about how dark things are going to get before Christ returns. Now, you need to heed these warnings, okay, my beloved sisters in Christ. These warnings are important, okay, because what happens is as that grows dark, people say, no, I'm a lesbian, okay? No, Okay. No, my child's not gonna, play with dolls. No. Okay. My child's gonna embrace transgenderism. Okay, and gonna learn about things that children are not supposed to learn about. Okay, or you have children being exposed to things that they're not supposed to be exposed to. Okay, and so that little innocent light that's in their eyes, where you look down, and you go, "That's a child," is gone. It's dark now. Okay. Or you look over and you see two lesbians, okay, on hormone therapy, okay? Or you look over and you just see men, okay, who are no longer going to marry, okay? And they're just in a constant state of fornication. Okay, that has an impact on you as a Christian. You need to know this, okay? Because these areas, okay, that God has placed, okay, I mean, has more and more of an impact because it brings about more spirits and more demonic, more demons and things like that, okay? But just on a basic level, okay, those areas that reflect God's character, okay, that shine a light towards eternity, okay, and paradise, okay? Once again, I'm not saying these people are Christian and they're saved, but just as they follow some sort of a structure and order ordained by God, okay, it bears good fruit, okay, even still, okay, and it brings about a certain measure of light, okay, not the same thing as a fruitful Christian family or anything like that, okay, but it still helps, and you're going to see this impact, okay, as time changes. What happens is it switches over and it gets dark, and it not only gets dark, okay, but it reflects, okay, what was a structure that could reflect God's character, okay, and minister to you, okay, and bring about some measure of light grows dark now, okay? That's gone, and it's even reflecting something evil, okay? Darkness. And as a whole world turns in that direction, okay, over and over and over again, and you're looking around, you're looking at a lot of evil from day to day. Okay, and spiritually, the place becomes darker and darker and darker. Okay, and moreover, okay, those people are going to be in a state of deception because when you do things like that, your mind becomes corrupted and deceived, and they think things are going well, and then they look at you. Okay, because that's what happens. Especially, you're probably familiar with this. Whenever a person has spirits, that those spirits deceive them. They can't see where they are. They can't see the darkness. They think that they're doing well. They look at you like you're strange. Okay, and what you need to know, okay, as a Christian, okay, is right now is the time to grow in Christ. Right now is the time, okay, to develop a strong and powerful relationship with your God. You're going to need him, okay? Because spiritually, this world is going to get darker and darker and darker and darker every single day as it turns away from God. And your life from day to day, okay, is going to get harder in the flesh. It's going to be hard to see that and deal with that as a Christian. You're going to need to separate from this place, okay? And have your mind, like it says in Ephesians, seated in heavenly places. You're going to need to be close to your God. You're going to need to dwell with him daily, talk to him daily, because you're going to need to get, okay, that nourishment from him directly. Because those structures that he has in place in the world, because they're good, are going to go. And as they go, that's going to affect you spiritually. Okay? If you haven't seen it already, okay? You need to start today, right now, developing a strong and powerful relationship with your God where you're connected with him constantly throughout the day, okay? So that you can overcome these things, okay? All right. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just really has a heart to go after you and to cleave to you and be nourished by your Holy Spirit and just sees the precious gift of the Spirit for what he truly is and just cherishes him. I ask all these prayers he flies in Jesus' name. Amen.